From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting the world reacted to the death of Cuban leader Fidel Castro Saturday, with celebrations among the country's exiles in Miami and expressions of sorrow from some world leaders. Castro died Friday night at the age of 90, with his brother President Raul Castro confirming his death on state media. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said on Twitter, "I lament the death of Fidel Castro, leader of the Cuban Revolution, an emblematic reference of the 20th century. French President Francois Hollande called Castro a towering figure of the 20th century. Shortly after the Cuban government's announcement of Castro's death, Cuban exiles in Miami, Florida took to the streets in celebration. Some were draped in Cuban flags, others danced in the streets, some dazed in belief that this day, so long wished for by some, was finally here.
I think it's important for the Cubans in the island, and I think it's important for the Cubans in exile. For 60 years, people have been waiting for this time. Fidel Castro is a symbol of a tyranny that had killed many people in Cuba and has created a lot of wounds in the Cuban exiles. What we're seeing here is something spontaneous. There's nothing prepared.
The United States restored diplomatic relations with Cuba on July 20th of last year, but has maintained the commercial, economic, and financial embargo against the island. President Barack Obama, however, has moved aggressively to also restore economic relations with the country, implementing a number of changes as recently as in October of this year. The changes include the easing of restrictions on the island and an attempt to create more economic opportunities. This is VOA News. While members of President-elect Donald Trump's transition team debate who should serve as his Secretary of State, Trump moved ahead Friday with two more appointments. Kathleen McFarland will serve as Deputy National Security Advisor, and Donald F. McGahn will serve as Assistant to the President and White House Counsel. Neither positions require Senate confirmation. A car bomb has ripped through a crowded market in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killing at least 20 people, and one of the deadliest attacks on civilians in recent years. At midday Saturday, a suicide attacker detonated the car bomb in an open-air fruit and vegetable market in a city neighborhood. That blast happened at the entrance to the Birta Market, which is close to Mogadishu's main airport. Officials in northwest Pakistan say a group of four heavily armed militants attacked a mosque on an army facility Saturday, killing two soldiers and wounding 14. Authorities say all four militants were killed in the assault on the Gilani camp bordering Afghanistan. A breakaway faction of the Taliban has claimed responsibility for that strike. The United Nations says life-saving aid is getting to tens of thousands of Syrian refugees stranded on Syria's side of the border with Jordan. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Jordan closed its border to Syrian refugees fleeing their war-torn country in June after seven Jordanian soldiers reportedly were killed by Islamic State militants. Since then, Jordan has allowed only one delivery of aid, and that was back in August to the tens of thousands of refugees trapped at the border. On Tuesday, Jordanian authorities announced the resumption of aid to some 85,000 people, half of them children, stuck in squalid conditions on the remote barren strip of no man's land. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
About 300 migrants have been arrested following a riot in Bulgaria's largest refugee camp. As Greece calls on European Union member states to speed relocation efforts after a tragic accident killed two migrants in an overcrowded camp. After visiting the camp, Bulgaria's prime minister said six of the migrants are considered a threat to national security. Bulgarian officials say as many as 1,500 migrants were involved in the clashes at a migrant reception center near the border with Turkey. And tensions have run high in the area, with local residents demanding that the refugee camp be closed. A train collision in Iran killed at least 43 people in the north-central province of Semnan. More than 100 others were taken to hospitals after Friday's crash involving a passenger train. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.